significantly weaker outside markets kept the heat on cattle futures Tuesday. The latest WASDE increased both the expected fed steer price and beef production this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Outside markets dropped hard and fast Tuesday, fueled by higher inflation than expected, compounding the previous day's lower corn yield estimates and weighing on cattle futures. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.88 lower, from $1.10 to $2.60 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 77 cents lower. And that was with corn futures retreating on the same macroeconomic news. Corn futures closed 1 to 3 cents lower through SEP of 23, and then mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 9 cents lower through July of 23, and then mostly a penny higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $141 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $142 to $143 in Nebraska, and $143 to $146 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $226 in Nebraska and $225 to $230 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.28 lower through Tuesday afternoon at $256.66 a hundredweight. Select was $2.18 lower at $233.58. I had results available from just one trendable weekly Tuesday auction. That was for Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, where feeder steers sold steady to $5 lower, while feeder heifers traded steady to $5 higher. The AMS reporter on hand noted that buyers showed preference for long-weaned calves while discounting fleshy, soft, ballin' calves. There are 1,781 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. As alluded to, major U.S. financial indices plunged Tuesday on steamier inflation than expected. The Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers rose 0.1% in August on a seasonally adjusted basis after being unchanged in July, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Over the last 12 months, the All Items Index increased 8.3% before seasonal adjustment. The All Items Less Food and Energy Index rose 6.3% over the last 12 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 1,276 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 177 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 632 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 47 cents to 78 cents lower through the front six contracts. The latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates underscored elevated heifer and cow slaughter by increasing expected beef production this year to 26.33 billion pounds. That's 70 million pounds more than the previous month's projection, with higher anticipated slaughter in the second half of the year offset slightly by lower expected third quarter carcass weights. While increased cow and heifer slaughter totals are contributing to higher beef production this year, the longer-run implications are tighter supplies, explains Josh Maples, Extension Livestock Economist at Mississippi State University, in a recent issue of Cattle Market Notes Weekly. He points out the current WASDE projection for 2023 beef production would be about 6% below the current projection for this year. He adds price expectations are reflecting these tighter supplies. WASDE analysts estimated this year's annual weighted average five-area direct-fed steer price 70 cents higher at $142.80 a hundredweight. Prices are forecast to be $143 in the third quarter and $147 in the fourth quarter. Next year's projected average price was unchanged at $154. That's your Cal Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 14th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.